Today's audio devotional was made possible thanks to the generous efforts and support of Belfield Presbyterian Church in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. You can find this podcast and many others like it at devocast.com. Thanks for listening. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Matthew 3:2. Almighty and most merciful Father, I have sinned and strayed from your ways like a lost lamb. I have all too often followed the desires of my own heart and offended your holy laws. I have not done those things which I ought to have done, and I have done those things which I ought not to have done. There is no health in me. Have mercy on this miserable offender, O Lord. Spare me, O God, as I confess my failings. Restore this sorrowful person according to your promises given to me in Christ Jesus my Lord. Most merciful Father, grant for his sake that I may hereafter live a godly, righteous, and sober life, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Grant me peace and pardon, merciful Lord, that I might be cleansed from all my sin and serve you with a quiet mind, through Jesus Christ my Lord. Amen. The lesson is from the book of 1 Chronicles.
Chapter 25. David and the chiefs of the service also set apart for the service the sons of Asaph, and of Heman, and of Jeduthun, who prophesied with lyres, with harps, and cymbals. The list of those who did the work and of their duties was, of the sons of Asaph, Zachor, Joseph, Nethaniah, and Asarela. The sons of Asaph, under the direction of Asaph, who prophesied under the direction of the king. Of Jeduthun, the sons of Jeduthun, Gedaliah, Zerah, Jeshuiah, Shimei, Hashabiah, and Mattatiah, sits under the direction of their father Jeduthun, who prophesied with the lyre in thanksgiving and praise to the Lord. Of Heman, the sons of Heman, Bekiah, Mattaniah, Uziel, Shebuel, and Jeremoth, Hanani, Elitha, Gildalti, and Romatizer. Joshbekashah, Malothai, Hathir, Mahazoth, all these were the sons of Heman, the king's seer, according to the promise of God to exalt him, for God had given Heman 14 sons and 3 daughters. They were all under the direction of their father, and the music in the house of the Lord was cymbals, harps, and lyres for the service of the house of God. Asaph, Jeduthun, and Heman were under the order of the king. The number of them, along with their brothers, who were trained in singing to the Lord, all who were skillful, was 288. And they cast lots for their duties, small and great, teacher and pupil alike. The first lot fell for Asaph, to Joseph, the second to Gedaliah, to him and his brothers and his sons, 12. The third to Zachor, his sons and his brothers, 12. The fourth to Isri, his sons and his brothers, 12. The fifth to Nethaniah, his sons and his brothers, 12. The sixth to Bukiah, his sons and his brothers, 12. The seventh to Jeshrelah, his sons and his brothers, 12. The eighth to Jezahiah, his sons and his brothers, 12. The ninth to Mattaniah, his sons and his brothers, 12. The tenth to Shemaiah, his sons and his brothers, 12. The 11th to Azriel, his sons and his brothers, 12. The 12th to Hashabiah, his sons and his brothers, 12. To the 13th, Shebuel, his brothers and his sons, 12. To the 14th, Mattathiah, his brothers and his sons, 12. to the 15th, Jeremoth, his brothers, his sons and his brothers, 12. To the 16th, Hananiah, his sons and his brothers, 12. To the 17th, Joshbekashah, his sons and his brothers, 12. To the 18th, to Hanani, his sons and his brothers, 12. To the 19th, to Malothi, his sons and his brothers, 12. To the 20th, to Elatha, his sons and his brothers, 12. To the 21st, to Hathir, his sons and his brothers, 12. To the 22nd, Gidalti, his sons and his brothers, 12. To the 23rd, Mathathioth, his sons and his brothers, 12. To the 24th, to Rami Tezer, his sons and his brothers, 12. Chapter 26. As for the divisions of the gatekeepers, of the Korahites, Meshulamiah, the son of Korah, of the sons of Asaph, and Meshulamiah had sons, Zechariah the firstborn, Jediel the second, Zebadiah the third, Jathniel the fourth, Elam the fifth, Jehohanan the sixth, Elihonai the seventh, and Obed-Edom had sons, Shemaiah the firstborn, Jehozabad the second, Joah the third, Zachor the fourth, Nathaniel the fifth, Amiel the sixth, Issachar the seventh, Pelutiah the eighth, for God blessed him, and also to his son Shemaiah were sons born who were rulers in their father's houses, for they were men of great ability. The sons of Shemaiah, Othni, Raphael, Obed, and Elzabad, whose brothers were able men, Elihu and Shemachiah. All these were of the sons of Obed-Edom, with their sons and brothers, able men qualified for the service, 62 of Obed-Edom, and Meshulamiah had sons and brothers, able men, 18. And Hosha of the sons of Merari had sons, Shimri the chief, for though he was not the firstborn, his father made him chief, Hilkiah the second, Tebaliah the third, Zechariah the fourth, all sons and brothers of Hosha were 13. These divisions of the gatekeepers, corresponding to their chief men, had duties just as their brothers did, ministering in the house of the Lord. And they cast lots by fathers' houses, small and great alike, for their gates. The lot for the east fell to Shelemiah. They cast lots also for his son Zechariah, a shrewd counselor, and his lot came out for the north. Obed-Edom came out for the south, and to his sons was allotted the gatehouse. For Shupim and Hosha, it came out for the west, at the gate of Shalcheth, on the road that goes up. Watch corresponded to watch. On the east there were six each day, on the north four each day, on the south four each day, as well as two and two at the gatehouse. And for the colonnade, on the west there were four at the road and two at the colonnade. These were the divisions of the gatekeepers among the Korahites and the sons of Merari. And of the Levites, Ahijah had charge of the treasures of the house of God and the treasuries of the dedicated gifts. The sons of Laden, the sons of the Gershonites belonging to Laden, the heads of the fathers' houses belonging to Laden the Gershonite, Jehieli. The sons of Jehieli, Zethem and Joel his brother, were in charge of the treasuries of the house of the Lord, of the Amorites, the Ishhatites, the Hebronites, the Uzielites, and Shebuel, the son of Gershom, the son of Moses, was chief officer in charge of the treasuries. His brothers from Eleazar were his son Rebahiah, and his son Jeshuiah, and his son Joram, and his son Zikri, and his son Shelomoth. This Shelomoth and his brothers were in charge of all the treasuries of the dedicated gifts that David the king and the heads of the fathers' houses and the father and the officers of the thousands and the hundreds and the commanders of the army had dedicated. From spoil won in battles, they dedicated gifts for the maintenance of the house of the Lord. Also all that Samuel the seer and Saul the son of Kish and Abner the son of Ner and Joab the son of Zeruiah had dedicated. All dedicated gifts were in the case of Shelomoth and his brothers. Of the Ishharites, Chenaniah and his sons were appointed to external duties for Israel as officers and judges. Of the Hebronites, Hashabiah and his brothers, 1,700 men of ability, had the oversight of Israel westward of the Jordan for all the work of the Lord and for the service of the king. Of the Hebronites, Jerijah was chief of the Hebronites of whatever genealogy or father's houses. In the 40th year of David's reign, search was made, and men of great ability among them were found at Jazer in Gilead. King David appointed him and his brothers 2,700 men of ability, heads of fathers' houses, to have the oversight of the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of the Manassites, for everything pertaining to God, and for the affairs of the king. Chapter 27. This is the number of the people of Israel, the heads of fathers' houses, the commanders of thousands and hundreds, and their officers who served the king in all matters concerning the divisions that came and went, month after month, throughout the year, each division numbering 24,000. Jashabim, the son of Zabdiel, was in charge of the first division in the first month. In his division were 24,000. He was a descendant of Perez and was chief of all the commanders. He served for the first month. Dodai, the Ahohite, was in charge of the division of the second month. In his division were 24,000. The third commander for the third month was Benaniah, the son of Jehoiada, the chief priest. In his division were 24,000. This is the Benaniah who was a mighty man of the 30 and in command of the 30. Amizabad, his son, was in charge of his division. Aziel, the brother of Joab, was fourth for the fourth month, and his son Zebadiah after him. In his division were 24,000. The fifth commander for the fifth month was Shemhuth, the Israelite. In his division were 24,000. Sixth for the sixth month was Ira, the son of Ikesh, the Tekonite. In his division were 24,000. Seventh for the seventh month was Helez, the Pelonite. Of the sons of Ephraim, in his division were 24,000. Eighth for the eighth month was Sipachai, the Hushathite. Of the Zerahites, in his division were 24,000. Ninth for the ninth month was Abazair of Anathoth, a Benjaminite. In his division were 24,000. Tenth for the tenth month was Mahar-A of Nethopha. of the Zerahites in his division were 24,000. 11th for the 11th month was Benaniah of Pirathon of the sons of Ephraim, and his division were 24,000. 12th for the 12th month was Heldai the Netophathite of Othniel, and his division were 24,000. Over the tribes of Israel, for the Reubenites, Eleazar, the son of Zichri, was chief officer. For the Simeonites, Shephatiah, the son of Makkah. For Levi, Hashabiah, the son of Kamil. For Aaron, Zadok. For Judah, Elihu, one of David's brothers. For Issachar, Omri, the son of Michael. For Zebulun, Ishmaiah, the son of Obadiah. For Naphtali, Jeremoth, the son of Azrael. For the Ephraimites, Hosea, the son of Azariah. For the half-tribe of Manasseh, Joel, the son of Pedadiah. For the half-tribe of Manasseh and Gilead, Edu, the son of Zechariah. For Benjamin, Jasiel, the son of Abner. For Dan, Azriel, the son of Jeroham. These were the leaders of the tribes of Israel. David did not count those below 20 years of age, for the Lord had promised to make Israel as many as the stars of heaven. Joab, the son of Zeruiah, began to count, but did not finish. Yet wrath came upon Israel for this, and the number was not entered into the chronicles of King David. Over the king's treasuries was Asmaveth, the son of Adiel, and over the treasuries in the country, in the cities, in the villages, and in the towers, was Jonathan, the son of Uzziah, and over those who did the work of the field for tilling the soil was Ezri, the son of Chalub, and over the vineyards was Shimei, the Rathmathite, and over the produce of the vineyards for the wine cellars was Zabdi, the Shiphamite. Over the olive and the sycamore trees in the Shephelah was Baal-Hanan, the Gerderite, and over the stores of oil was Joash. Over the herds that pastured in Sharon was Shitrai the Sharonite. Over the herds of the donkeys was Shaphat the son of Adlai. Over the camels was Obil the Ishmaelite. And over the donkeys was the Meronthite. Over the flocks was Jehziz the Hagrite. All these were stewards of King David's property. Jonathan, David's uncle, was a counselor, being a man of understanding and a scribe. He and Jehiel, the son of Hakmoni, attended the king's sons. Thophel was the king's counselor, and Hushai the Archite was the king's friend. Ahithophel was succeeded by Jehoiada, the son of Benaniah and Abiathar. Joab was commander of the king's army.
Meditate and dwell on what you're paying attention to in God's Word. How has it connected with your heart or mind? O God, you are the author of peace and lover of harmony. Knowing you determines my eternal life, and in your service is perfect freedom. Defend me, your humble servant, from all of the assaults of my enemies. I trust in you alone for my defense, so that I will not fear the power of any of my adversaries, through the might of Jesus Christ my Lord. Amen. O Lord, my heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, you have safely brought me to the beginning of this day. Defend me today with your almighty power, and grant that I not fall into any sin or run into any kind of danger. Instead, grant that all my actions be ordered by your governance, to do always what is righteous in your sight, through Jesus Christ my Lord. Almighty and everlasting God, who alone works great marvels, send down on the clergy, church leadership, and all congregations committed to their charge, the healthful spirit of your grace, that they might all truly please you, pour out on them the continual dew of your blessing. Grant this, O Lord, for the honor of my advocate and mediator, Jesus Christ. Jesus, you know the pain and suffering of people like me. When I'm sick or in trouble, I really want you near. Help me when I feel alone, to feel your faithful presence deep in my bones. Help me to trust in your promises. Lord, remind those you have appointed in government over me that their power comes from you alone. Remind them that they should work for you, not against you. Teach them your ways and incline their hearts to sound stewardship in your honor. May they only seek the public good and not private benefit. May I be respectful and obedient to them, as you have commanded. Almighty God, you have given me grace at this time to make my common supplication to you, and you have promised through your well-beloved Son to send your Holy Spirit. Fulfill now, O Lord, my desires and petitions as may be best for me, granting me in this world knowledge of your truth and in the age to come, life everlasting. Pray to God freely about what has moved you today. Turn your thoughts to Him and enjoy His presence. We offer the following as prayer topic suggestions. For a fuller experience of the Spirit. For a love of and commitment to my local community. Thank you for listening to DevoCast.